T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Allen back to throw. Going to run it and keep it himself to the 40. Jumped over a man at the 45, and he gets the first down.
Howard Simon.
Cake vodka. It's not cupcake vodka. How many times do I have to tell you? It's cake vodka, not cupcake.
Jeremy White.
I haven't put on deodorant in about 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, I hear that, me saying that thing about the deodorant, and you wonder why this is the reckless optimism bunker, huh?
I didn't put any on today.
I've let it all go.
You're not shaving. Are you at least washing your hair?
Yeah. Well, funny thing, we haven't had a shower in us for a while because we're redoing our bathroom.
Ooh.
But you know, that's another story.
Well, then yeah. You actually probably should be putting deodorant on if you're not showering.
Yeah, no, I'm showering.
All right, well, you're home. I mean, it's not like you're coming into work, so
yeah,
it's all right.
And I actually, in terms of shaving, I did get a beard trim. Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Look
yeah,
at
I did.
You.
They've that's okay now, you know, of all the things you can do.
Oh, all right.
Found out we were allowed to go get a beard trim, and I went and got a beard trim, and it was glorious.
Is this as of this week, and you're trimmed
this
up the
week.
Playoff beard?
Yeah, I trimmed up a little bit. I mean, it's a playoff beard from 2006.
Yeah, it's the same beard he's had for 10, 12, 14 playoff years.
Listen, I easily could go get a beard trim as well, but I haven't trimmed it up yet. I'm waiting.
I didn't realize you were doing that.
I am, yeah.
Wow. How's he looking, Howard?
I'm trying to see. It's dark in the control. The lights aren't on in the control room, so I can't see anything.
Well, I mean, I don't have a light over
I can't
me.
See. It's all right. It's just there's no – it's so dark in there. Sometimes I can't even tell if he's sitting in the chair working.
Yeah. I mean, I would have trimmed it up myself over the course of these playoffs. A little here and there, you know, snip, snip. But nothing drastic. And I, you know, you struggle with it because you can't see your face the way that, you know, someone that professionally could do it could do it. So, yeah. So a little trim. Got a little trim. Tidied things up.
Is that like an orange-yellow cluster thing? Beard trimming is okay when we're orange but not when we're yellow?
I don't know. I don't know.
That doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
I mean, I hadn't had it. I mean, I've been trimming it. I haven't had it trimmed by someone else since March, you know?
Yeah, right. It's been a little while.
So it had been a long time.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I don't think I'm not going to get on you for, you know, jinxing anything just by getting a beard trim. I think we'll, you know.
No way.
I'll let it slide this time.
I got a haircut before the last game.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's head hair that's been getting trimmed. You know what I mean? It's nothing new.
It's okay.
Besides, once you picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl, everybody that was worried about jinxes was given a get out of jail free card, right? Like, we just knew that there was no jinxing them. They're either going to do it or they're going to not do it.
Well, it's about embracing everything.
Exactly. It's the reckless optimism bunker.
Don't live in fear of success. Embrace success.
Yes,
I should write that down on the wall or something. I'm going to put that on the wall here in the studio. Can I just say, like, if it actually turns out, like, let's say they actually do win the Super Bowl, I would like it noted that I picked it, you know, early enough that, you know, because I'm not correct that often. So if they actually win, I would like to, like, can I put that on my tombstone? He correctly picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Is that too many letters, too many words?
You picked it. When did you pick it? At the end of the regular season was the first time?
Before the Colts game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You picked him
to run through the playoffs and win it.
Here lies Howard Simon. He picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl, And the actual date, well, maybe that's probably too much. I don't know, whatever, I'll let it slide.
You know what? Yes, we'll do that, and we'll do it with the winnings that I get because I bet it around the same time.
Yeah, maybe
a week before.
I'm going to need a bigger tombstone if we're putting on your bet and the odds that you got for it. What were the
odds?
No,
I got them at 9-1.
That's a good payday.
Right about now, it looks pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
So, you know, knock on wood. I'm telling you, as the week goes on, I feel better and better about this matchup. Telling you, feeling good, babe.
I feel exactly the same about the matchup every day, which is, I mean, not quite coin toss, but kind of coin toss. I don't know what to expect out of the defense, you know, what approach they have.
Right.
Joe DiBiase of the Nightcap put up a poll. What's the point number where you're satisfied with the offense? You know, I'd wonder this too. The point number where you can't be mad at the offense, the point total that you can't be mad at the defense. And the game might just kind of end up where you are, you know, I'm not mad at anybody. They won or they lost. They win, you're not mad at anybody. But
if they lose
42-38.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Are you going to be mad at the defense? Probably, but you're going to know that you're playing one of the best ever. I mean, this is the Bills haven't established themselves to make this like a, you know, Brady Manning thing at all. But this guy is probably going to the Hall of Fame, and if you think the Bills guy is going to the Hall of Fame, they're going to battle a bunch of times.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know what number. I do fully expect. I know. You know. I'm going to guess. I have not looked at the scores in the playoffs, but I'm going to guess scoring is down from where it was in the regular season, since it was a record year, and it doesn't appear that all the playoff games have been 28-27 or 31-24 or any of that stuff. I mean, the Bills just played a game where there were 20 combined points. So, maybe that's the whole, it's playoffs and things just tend to get a little bit tighter. I have no idea. But, I fully expect this, you know, this game is, what's the over-under, by the way, for this game?
Last I checked, I thought it was 54. I'll double-check right now, though.
I fully expect it's going over 60. Man, I don't know if there's a number. If they don't win the game, I don't even want to use the L word. If they don't win the game, I'm not sure that I would be able to. I mean, if you give up 40, I'm still going to look at it and go, yeah, well, it's Mahomes. I mean, that happens. You know, didn't Houston give up 40 something in the playoffs last year to them?
Yeah, everybody did.
So I'm not sure that I'd be able to come up with an answer for Joe. What would I be if the offense got like 17 points? I think I'd be disappointed in the offense. I'm expecting more from them.
I probably need any.
Honestly, it's more about the offense. It really is, Jeremy. I'm not sure you can give me I can give you a number on the defense because it's Mahomes. I'm expecting those guys to score a lot of points, but I expect the Bills to be able to score with them. So if I'm going to be disappointed and go this number, it's the offense not getting to high 20s or I think into the 30s to win this game.
It's almost like I'm treating this football game like you would treat match play in golf, you know, where you are up 1, down 1, down 2, and you could be up 3 with 7 holes to play, but it's not over. And you could be down 3 with 5 holes to play, and it's still not over.
Yeah.
And what the holes are drives. Like, I'm looking at this game like punts and drives. And if the Bills force a punt, they won the hole. And if they punt it back, they lost a hole. And to me, like, that's what I kind of look at this game like. Because, and it doesn't necessarily mean I expect no punts or every single drive to end up with points. But I need a touchdown on almost every drive to feel good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it won't take a touchdown on every single drive. But I'm going to need a touchdown to feel good. A field goal will be having the hole, you know. So do you win the hole? Do you have the hole? Do you lose the hole? And every drive you come away with no points, you lost a hole.
Yeah.
And every time you get a touchdown, you won that hole. So, I mean, it's the only way I can explain how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It's more about a series of drives than it is a game to me, which is weird.
That's why I wouldn't say never be angry at the defense. I suppose there is a scenario. I go in thinking that they're going to score a ton of points and you get outscore them. So how could I be angry at the defense if those are my expectations that you're not going to shut down Kansas City because nobody shuts down Kansas City in the one game they lost this season, not counting the end. They got 32 points.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, were the Raiders mad at their defense that day? No, they scored 40 and they won the game.
Well, you know who ends up mad at their defense last year are every team in the playoffs because they all had leads against the Chiefs and all gave it away.
Yeah, the Titans, and the Texans,
and then the Niners.
And then the Niners had a double-digit lead in the second half, right?
Yep. All three teams had double-digit leads on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't know how you can get angry at your defense when you go
against
those
guys. Right, you come away and say, what happened? And it's not the kind of, I don't know, I don't think about that comeback against the Niners the same way that you think about Atlanta losing 28-3.
Right.
I don't think about those defenses that gave up late scores to the Patriots like you think about how Seattle blew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Seattle blew it with a play at the one-yard line. We think about how teams have blown games, and yet with that Niners-Chiefs game, the Super Bowl last year, maybe it's because the Chiefs are new and nobody hates them. But I never thought about any of those games against the Chiefs that those teams lost. I never thought about a single one as that team blowing it.
Yeah.
I thought about them holding the Chiefs at bay until they couldn't do it anymore.
Boy,
and it almost happened to New England the year before in the AFC Championship game. They gave up 31 second-half points and won in overtime. If they lose the field, if they lose the coin toss, do they still win?
Yeah.
Or do the Chiefs go down and score again, and the story of Mahomes and the Chiefs offense starts a full year earlier?
That's why I don't, you know, I'm in my head, I'm spinning through, not that I want to spin through scenarios where the Bills don't win the football game, but the whole discussion of, you know, like we said earlier this week when we were talking about who, you know, who is this game about for you? Is it more about the offense or more about the defense? For me, it's more about the offense. I'm thinking about an Arizona-like scenario, sans Hail Mary, where, okay, the offense puts you in front in the later stages of the game, and it's down to one final possession for Kansas City, and you're leading, and you can't stop them. I don't know. Maybe, I guess, am I mad at the defense, or am I still sitting here going, well, it's Mahomes. Of course I knew they were going to, you know, it's just, it's so weird because you almost look at, I know I'm kind of, I might make it sound like Kansas City is the greatest offense ever assembled in the game of football, which
they're not.
I don't think they are, but they're in the Bills, discussion.
The Bills did score more points this year.
Right, and so did Green Bay. And I'm trying to think, where was Kansas City? Were they behind Tennessee, or they were at whatever? It doesn't matter. It's just my expectations are that it's, that Mahomes is going to play. I know Brayton mentioned the injury report, and today's a big day and all that stuff, but I think everybody is anticipating Mahomes is going to play. My expectations are that, you know, they're going to play and they're going to do what they do, and that's score 30 or more points in this game on Sunday, and it will be up to the offense to outscore them. Unless it's like I said, maybe it comes down to that final possession, and with a lead, the defense gives up a 70-yard touchdown drive. I suppose you'd be angry at the defense, and I might look back at it and go, well, there are a couple of punts the offense had in the second half. It's offense, offense, offense. So, hey, defensive guys, if you're listening, you're almost carte blanche in my book on Sunday. Carte blanche? No, not carte blanche. You're almost blameless in my book on Sunday.
Yeah. Every punt is a win, you know?
Oh, if forcing those guys to punt would be huge in this game.
Yeah, so it's not even about the performance overall. It's at the end of the day, if we're sitting here and we have that the Chiefs punted the ball five times, I'll think, okay, you did your job.
Did you know there was a stat? I'll throw you an early stat of the day on Kansas City. Hang on a second. Let me get the sponsor here. Stat of the day brought to you by Skyworks, the official equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. While I was watching the game the other day, Nance mentioned this stat. We know, you know, since 2018, they're really hard to beat. You know, Mahomes is like 43-9 or something like that. The Chiefs have had a lead at some point in 61 straight games. So they never give up the first touchdown and play from behind the rest of the game. Even in the losses, they've had leads. 61 straight games, they've had a lead at some point. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say it would be 62 on Sunday. And that's it. That's what it goes to the point of, they're going to score. How do you respond? And can you answer back their touchdowns with yours? When they get out to a 14-0 lead against Cleveland, how do the Browns respond? And if you can't go, you know, score for score, blow for blow, whatever, it's a gargantuan task to ask your defense to keep Mahomes and that offense largely in check. They held them to 26 in the first game. If you tell me the Chiefs are getting 26 on Sunday, I'll tell you the Bills are winning the football game.
26 will do it, huh? Yeah.
Is there a magic number in your head? If someone told you, you hold Kansas City to this many points, I know you're recklessly optimistic anyway, but is there a number in your head, like, you hold them to this? Mark it down.
3.
Okay, it's got to be double digits.
11.
Wow. Can you admit? But I'll sign. By the way, I will sign up for the Bills holding Kansas City to 3 points.
What if the game ends up the way we expect? We think about that Rams-Titans Super Bowl. That was the greatest show on turf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they end up getting points in the fourth quarter, but for most of the game, it's 9-6.
Can we
or something like that? 6-3.
If the Bills are going to win, can we not let it go down literally to the final play and a stop at the goal line? Hmm. I'm not sure if my heart can survive that. Right? Rams-Titans Super Bowl was the play at the goal. Yeah, I don't know if I could survive that actually.
That would have been to go to the overtime.
Overtime, right? To tie the game, or, well, they didn't have 2 points back then. But, if that scenario unfolds, going to be tough sledding for me in the man cave.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's going to be an intense day. It's going to be.
I'm not sure how I'm going to feel Sunday when I wake up and what the whole day is going to be like. It's been too long. It's been so long since I had to experience that. I'm not sure what this will be like. And look, I would look it up, but off the top of my head, Jeremy, the four AFC championship games the Bills would have played in that run, three were home, one was on the road. The one on the road in Miami, maybe they were underdog there. I was going to say, typically they were favored, back then in the playoffs, and typically they were home. So I'm not sure, how intense it was on game day, because I was pretty confident the Bills were going to win. And I feel good about this game Sunday. But I don't know what it's going to be like when I wake up. I have not been sleeping well lately for about the last week and a half, but not in a bad way. It's just I keep thinking about the playoff games. I when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm thinking about Bills Colts, Bills Ravens, Bills Chiefs. I just can't get football out of my brain lately. So I'm not sure what Sunday's going to be like. I haven't really thought about that whole day because I'll be up at 6. So I'm going to have to, kill 12 hours to get to kickoff.
Well, the one thing that's going to be a little bit different for everybody is instead of these last two games, which were Saturdays, and Saturday afternoon and Saturday night, now it's a Sunday evening. So you don't have a whole lot of time to be thrust back into the regular Monday through Friday. Yeah. That game's going to end at what, 9:45-ish?
Yeah, right.
And, one of two outcomes – you're going to be wired and up and maybe not sleep.
Yeah.
Or wired and up and maybe not sleep because who knows? Could go anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a lot on the line.
If they win, we'll be wired. I'm not going to, I'm not going out to the airport, but I'm probably not getting to sleep anytime soon after that. And if they lose, I'll be laying in bed thinking about plays that they missed and stuff like that. And so either way, I don't know that I'll even be able to enjoy the 3 o'clock game. I might be a nervous wreck by the time Green Bay and Tampa Bay kick off. We'll see. Hopefully I'll be able to enjoy it, but I might just be like, hey, is it 3:30? It's 3:45. It's 4 o'clock. I'll be looking at the clock every 10, 15 minutes going, can we get to 6:40, please?
Yeah.
And then, when that first game ends, unless it goes overtime, typically there's about, a half hour, maybe 40 minutes between games. That is an interminable wait. In that scenario, I always think like that when it's done, if the Bills are playing in a second game like this, I feel like that wait between games is going to take forever to get to kickoff. But we'll do what we have to do, and we'll make it work some way. Okay, it is Thursday, and we're creeping ever so close to the game, kids. We want to talk about it this morning with you. We'll talk about an article. Hopefully you read it. I think a lot of people have. Based on what I was seeing on Twitter from folks that Jeremy wrote, which we'll get into. And I will let him talk about it when we get back. I will tell you that it was extremely well written. I will probably turn the mic off when you're talking about it because I was through 99% of your article. I was holding back, not successfully, but trying to hold back tears. I will tell you there was one thing in your article that made me laugh out loud this morning.
Okay.
One particular reference and line in your article that I thought was absolutely hilarious. I'm in the newsroom this morning. You know the setup here, Jeremy. So I'm in the newsroom and I'm reading it and I'm, sniffling a little bit. And all of a sudden, I just let out this big laugh. And Randy Bushover was like, What? I'll explain to you later, Randy. Don't worry about it. So we'll get to that. But phone lines are always open. And we want to hear from you because we love talking to everybody about the big matchup on Sunday. So 803-0550, we always have a topic. We'll have a discussion we're having, and we'll get to that when Jeremy goes through his article with you. But you can always call in no matter what. You got a question for us you'd like us to answer. You got a prediction on the game. You've got an opinion on anything in terms of the matchup with Kansas City. That's great. Please dial us up, 803-0550. Now, on the show today, Marty Braun is going to be with us. Of course, he's with us every Thursday morning at 7:30 throughout the hockey season. We're glad to have Marty back, so he's going to be on with us. Sal will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get the latest on the Bills and the Chiefs and talk about this matchup with him. Former Bill London Fletcher, who works for CBS Sports, covering the NFL for CBS Sports. He is going to join us at 9:30 on the show. I'll double check, but I think that's right, which means we got plenty of time to talk to all of you. 803-0550 to join us on Football Thursday on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tough to stop, and any coach in the league would tell you that. They've got really good players and really good coaches that are doing a phenomenal job, and they've been together a number of years to build this thing, and I think that's a big piece of it. So you want to be mindful of the big plays they're able to create, and because that's the quickest way to get behind and for things to get out of whack there a little bit. So you do the best you can, but there's a balance because possessing the ball is important, and you know you don't want to sit there playing first down, second down, third down, first down, second down, third down over and over and over again, and our offense is on the sidelines. So there's a balance every week with that, and you try and do the best you can.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. He was on the show with us yesterday. If you missed the interview, it is available in our on-demand audio at WGR550.com. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. A lot of Zoom calls and coverage, of course, with the Bills game. So if you want to listen to all this stuff, I'm looking at our Bills football podcast list yesterday. We've got Sean McDermott, boy, Stephon Diggs, Micah Hyde, Cole Beasley, Jordan Poyer, Josh Allen, Trey White. You know, they're doing Zoom calls. You can listen to it at our website. It is all brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Meanwhile, you see the quick little storyline out of this game. Nate Geary had an observation that he can't remember seeing a game where the two sides have been more respectful of one another. You know, everybody's saying, like, wow, I mean, they're really good. Tyrann Mathieu called Josh Allen one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Back and forth, the respect that's paid to these two teams by the other team is really – it's really impressive. So, I mean, that's obviously a problem.
Because, where's the trash talking?
Well, you know, if you got to think next level here. If you want to go bulletin board material, you need some. So here are the Bills who like being disrespected. And what are the Chiefs doing? Respecting them.
Yeah.
That's wrong. What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, I think
they're doing what we don't want them to do. Put it on the bulletin board. That's bulletin board material. That's not okay.
So you can't put, like, you
How
wouldn't
dare
put
dare you respect us.
You wouldn't put on the bulletin board Andy Reid saying Sean McDermott deserves to be coach of the year. That's not something you would say, look what they're saying about our coach.
No. Why didn't you say it last year, huh? He's pandering. You're trying to soften up McDermott, huh?
There you go.
You think that's going to work, Andy Reid? I don't think so.
That's the way to think it through. Although I think, you know, it's funny. I don't remember if it was Jordan Poyer or Micah Hyde. I think one of the safeties yesterday still did the
nobody believes in us.
Nobody's ever believed. I'm like, where have you been? Maybe you're not listening or on social media, but for the last month, people have been saying if there's one team who could beat Kansas City come playoff time, it's the Bills.
Yeah. If you are a player that wants that kind of motivation, maybe you open up a Twitter search and you just search the Bills stink and you read all of those. You're like, look at all these people that think the Bills stink.
Yeah. And I, you know, I get it. I mean, guys motivate themselves in different ways. So I'm not picking on them.
No, but I just thought a lot of guys need it.
I get that. And sometimes, honestly, there's truth to that.
Sure.
But not here. I mean, like last week, somebody here was complaining about how, you know, they never hear the Bills being talked about. I'm like, well, you know, I think nationally for about a month now, people have been playing up the Bills. You know, go look at the power rankings, go watch the pregame shows, go, you know, you'll always find someone picking against them. I get that. But the whole nobody believes in us, that's been gone for a little while now. Somewhere in December, that went out the window. And this team became, nobody was saying it about Tennessee or Baltimore. People were saying, well, you might be afraid to play Baltimore. But in terms of who could beat Kansas City, Pittsburgh had just dropped off the shelf. This is the team. So they're yes, they are. They have been getting credit, and people have been talking about the Bills as the team that could knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. Now we'll see something.
Well, that Last Dance documentary with Michael Jordan and the Bulls
mm-hmm.
really drove home the levels that some athletes will go to get motivated. Because it was Michael Jordan, who we all saw
that's right.
You know, one of the best of all time at what he did. And there's that moment where he says, and I took that personally.
Yeah.
And that has become – you know, Jordan had the crying Jordan meme way back when, and now he's got the and I took that personal
mm-hmm.
meme, because anything that anybody says, like, you know, I forgot what he got mad about.
Wasn't the George Karl snub in a restaurant, like he walked right by him when they were
and didn't say
playing
hi,
his team in the finals or something like that?
Yeah, or there was one that he made up.
Yeah.
That, you know,
guy
somebody,
from Washington or yeah, there was a player who he basically made up that he thought he trashed him.
Or somebody made up an article or I don't know.
Yeah,
right. He didn't care. He just needed to take it personally and needed to get after that guy. And, you know, maybe Jordan Poyer feels the same way. Or maybe, you know, fans sometimes feel that way. Like, no, I don't want to respect the Chiefs. I want to have a healthy hatred for that team. And I want to go in there not – I mean, there are different ways to respect. You can respect that team can beat us. They're darn good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also go in and say, you know, screw them.
Yeah, and if you need that for your mindset, great. Whatever you know, gets you going for the game. You know, hey, Jordan, if you're listening, you're the betting underdog there. So you're right. Vegas doesn't believe in you guys. Right? 2.5, 3, whatever. I haven't checked the line in the last couple of days. I'm not sure what it is. But, yeah, it's funny. I do believe that narrative has gone out the window. The early lines I was seeing Monday. So,
ooh, I got it. We got bulletin board material. I got some.
From yesterday?
Yeah, apparently. Hold on. I'm
really?
Texter sent this to me earlier in the week.
Somebody make fun of chicken wings or something? Or?
No, but kind of close. Kind of close.
Our weather?
Again,
someone took a shot at the weather?
This is the Jordan, and I took that personal meme. Travis Kelce, quote.
Oh, boy.
About their win over the Browns because Mahomes was out.
Yeah.
We just rallied together, man. This is what the team did offensively, defensively, special teams. We circled the wagons.
Hey, whoa, whoa, babe.
Yeah.
No, that's trademark.
What do you think you're doing?
That's our phrase. You can't do that. That's not, no, that's ours. You got to come up with something else. Yeah, that's, we're really going for a stretch for bulletin board material here. But you know what? But that's, I guess that's not surprising. Look at the two head coaches, right? After, how many times have we played a clip? You know, the Bills will tweet out after wins sometimes, you know, the post-game locker room and the McDermott speech to the players, right? I mean, lock it in somewhere in that speech, he's going to stay humble and hungry, or hungry and humble. Humble and hungry, I think is how he phrases it, right? Always talks about staying humble. So, you know, his team is not going to do any trash talking. And maybe that's what he learned among the many things he learned from Andy Reid. I'm trying to recall if over the years, Kansas City, or when he was in Philadelphia, if there was any crazy statements from players or trash talking other teams before a Super Bowl or conference championship. So, I think you have both coaches that have a similar philosophy, and it goes down to the players, and that is, you know, again, the whole humble and hungry thing. You know, be very mindful of respecting the opponent, even after you beat him in a playoff game. You know, no bragging, no sticking your chest out stuff. That's who they are. That's how they go about their business. So I'm not surprised that both teams are doing that. And I'm trying to think if there's been any trash talking in the Green Bay-Tampa Bay. I've been not paying the closest of attention to the lead up for that game this week to see if anybody's been throwing any barbs at each other.
There rarely is, because Brady, this is, you know, we talk about this a lot. Brady is always overly effusive in his praise of everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, the genuineness shining through. And then when he gets on the field, he's a stone cold killer. And he will swear guys up and down, and he will do what, you know, he's not Michael Jordan in that way, because Jordan, you could tell, burned like that, and Brady hides it really well. At least to my eye, I think Brady hides that off the field. He doesn't take shots.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, and like I said, it is kind of cool to see. Although, you know, this is how the game works. It is kind of cool to see that level of respect. You would expect the Bills to have it. They are playing the defending Super Bowl champions. But to hear the Chiefs players talking about Josh Allen, to hear, you know, Andy Reid, in addition to talking about, and again, you wouldn't be surprised that Andy Reid is saying Sean McDermott deserves Coach of the Year, since they're good friends and McDermott was on his staff in Philadelphia. But also talking about, you know, the staff they put together, and, you know, they've got two really good coordinators there. Both are, you know, head coaching material. I mean, he was effusive, dare I say, in his praise yesterday. It's nice. And it's, you know, sometimes you might think, yeah, this is Belichick. Like, I've never felt, I'm going to say 99% of the time, I have felt Belichick was insincere with his praise. Like, it's he's got the script each Wednesday. He goes out to the podium, and basically, you know, so-and-so is a good quarterback. They've got really good linebackers, insert name. They've got really good wide receivers, insert name. Like, he's almost got like a grease board, like a little erase board. And he takes out whatever names of the team from the previous week, and then he inserts the new names of the team they're playing. So there are times when I hear it and I think, yeah, because you got to say that, right? That's, he's not really being sincere about that. Yeah, I think in this case, and I think, you know, what some of the opponents have been saying about Josh, I don't think it's a 100% you have to say that because you don't want to anger the opponent with bulletin board comments. I think, you know, there is a respect for what has happened here and the turnaround that has happened under Sean McDermott, and of course the leap in Josh Allen's game this year. And if you're a cornerback, how could you not say anything but, you know, do anything but be respectful to Stephon Diggs, who is one of the top receivers in the sport right now? So I do think there is, to me, there's sincerity there where you can absolutely say in many cases, yeah, these guys have been told just to say nice things to the media about the opponent because you don't want to get on the bulletin board before a big game. You know, that's how it works in pro sports.
And while, you know, the Bills might like to kind of push that nobody believes in them, did you see CBS Sports headquarters put out a map of who's rooting for who?
No, I didn't see it.
State by state,
yeah.
Which teams are getting the rooting interest?
I can imagine Massachusetts.
It's funny, yeah, right. The Northeast, New England is rooting for Tampa.
Yeah.
That's Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Rhode Island, Vermont, all that stuff?
Vermont,
maybe
no.
Maybe not Vermont. Oh.
Vermont is Bills.
Yeah, all right, sure. That's bordering us. Yeah, okay.
So if this were an election and it were Electoral College, the Bills would win by a lot.
Huh.
The Bills have all of the biggest states except for Florida, really. They've got the biggest. I want to say that this whole thing makes it look like the Bills are America's team in the Final Four.
You know, I think we're – I do think there is an element to that. I absolutely think, and I don't know where it would have been, Jeremy. Maybe it was after they beat the Colts. I don't know. There is an element of Cubs, Red Sox, I don't know, Cavs. I'm trying to think of recent teams that, you know, had gone a long time or never won a world championship, like the Cavaliers. I'm not sure if there's a Nationals, you know, movement yet. But let's face it. I mean, the Packers have won a championship. The Bucks have won a championship. The Chiefs just won last year. There's one team left in the Final Four that hasn't won a Super Bowl. Oh, by the way, they've also lost four straight Super Bowls in their franchise history. So I'm hoping, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think there has been. And the Bills fan base, you know, everybody gets a kick out of the jumping through the tables and all the crazy stuff that Bills Mafia does. And then you see, you know, the donations for Andy Dalton and the donations for Josh Allen and the donations for Lamar Jackson. And I do think if they win Sunday and we'll have 2 weeks buildup, I do think that story will come out and it will be played up, I think, by the national media that is this the team that NFL fans are pulling for because they've never won. You know, if the Browns had advanced, I think you'd have that story about Cleveland. Oh, they've been down for so long. This is a great story. We feel good for the Browns fans. They've never experienced success, since pre-Super Bowl era. I think that is going to be a story next week if the Bills win.
Well, here are the states that are rooting for the Bills, according to CBS Sports HQ. The Bills have 22 states. The Chiefs are the next closest with 10. Bucks have 10. Packers have 8. The Bills are the team, according to – this is based on geotagged Twitter data and fan hashtags.
Yeah.
So the Washington, Idaho, Nevada, California, Texas, Louisiana, everywhere around here, basically New York going down to North Carolina, over to Tennessee, Illinois, Michigan, everything in between there. Wow. So the entire Midwest until you get to Wisconsin and Iowa and Minnesota, that's Packers country.
That's funny. I feel like I need the guy who's the guy from NBC who does the tabulations Kornacki, and everything. Yeah, right.
It's a blowout. It's a blowout.
It's the Tim Russert, you know, hey, here's the board. And is New England rooting for Brady?
According to this, yes.
Really? I wasn't sure if they would want him to win a Super Bowl or not.
But why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Just because they're angry people? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. Would they be full-fledged rooting for him or be like, no, they didn't want him to win the moment he left New England, whether it was his choice or not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they probably, of course, love him for all the winning and the divorce that happened there. I mean, maybe you've got some that blame Belichick, some that blame Brady, some that blame the organization. Either way, you've got it is a story to make the Patriots look bad. If he wins a Super Bowl, I don't know how they don't come across looking kind of bad.
Yeah. Right, because
if he wins it in his first year,
right,
somewhere else with Bruce Arians instead of, you know, Bill Belichick, I just think that's.
And after a year where you watched him play and you thought, I wonder if Brady's done. I mean, he's not really looking that good. And then he would have gone in his first year in Tampa and, you know, lit up the scoreboard, thrown for 4,000 plus yards and won a Super Bowl. Let me get a call in before we hit the break. Mike in Hamburg, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Yes, thanks. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
First, just want to touch on Jeremy's great article. So emotional. Thanks for sharing that. Game-wise, hoping for, and this is going to sound weird, double overtime.
No! What are you doing to me? Mike, please!
Real quick, Mike. I saw Mark Sessler pick double overtime like 56.
Yeah.
And you have to excuse me. How do we get to double overtime again? The NFL's weird like this, right?
15 minutes.
Is
it 10?
Is it 15 because it's playoffs, or is there not a clock because it's playoffs? And after the first overtime expires, you don't have a coin toss. You just keep going, right? So
is it 15, fellas?
That's what I don't know.
I don't know what the minute rules are for overtime in the playoffs, but, I mean, regular season obviously is 10 minutes.
Wasn't there an NFC Championship game that went to double overtime? Was that the Packers and the – I'm sorry, was that the Panthers?
There was a Panthers-Rams game, but it wasn't the NFC Championship. It was the NFC Divisional Round, I believe.
That's what I'm thinking of. That was double overtime?
Yes.
And the Panthers won that?
Yeah, they won it on the first play of overtime, I believe.
Double overtime.
Double overtime, yes.
Yeah. All right.
2 minute intermission.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. My daughter was born 5 days before the Titans Rams Super Bowl that you guys were talking about. So she turns 21 on Monday. So if it goes into double overtime, we can have a drink at midnight while we're watching the game.
Very cool.
But quick question on superstitions. I was wearing a Kansas City Buddy Biancolana shirt when, Google it, he was a real player. He won the San Diego game and then the San Fran game, so I continued to wear it. Can I wear a Kansas City shirt during this game?
No. Sorry. I'm not trying to be like mean. I'm just saying I get it if you're superstitious.
I'll answer with another
cover
question.
It up with a Bill. Can you wear it under a Bill shirt?
Yeah.
Do that.
So cover it up.
I'll answer it this way. There are some people that when we're talking about like what's on the menu for Sunday and you're playing a team. I had some suggested for the smoker on Sunday, I can't do anything Kansas City style. And I tend to think the opposite, that you're supposed to do Kansas City style when you're playing the Chiefs. And you're supposed to do something that is, you know, Houston, Texas, a Texas brisket if you're playing against the Texans. So some want to avoid all references to it, and others want to actually pursue it. So I would say since you've already done it, that you're in the clear.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for reading the article. I appreciate that. It might have been the longest article I've written since college. Right? I sat down for a lot and I cut a lot out and it still ended up a little bit long.
As far as I can tell, Jeremy, it's 10 minutes for overtime in the playoffs. I'm looking at the overtime rules at the NFL's website, and it lists 10 minutes for regular season, and then it says overtime rules for NFL postseason games. And it says nothing about 15 minutes. So it appears to be a 10-minute overtime. If the score is still tied, you obviously go into a second overtime or a third overtime, so forth and so on. And there's another coin toss at the end of a fourth overtime period.
Not a fourth overtime.
Wow.
So if they play two games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the same timing rules, blah, 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 second, fourth. Yeah, if there's still no winner at the end of a fourth overtime period, there will be another coin toss, and play will continue until a winner is declared.
I'm going to go ahead and preemptively launch my complaint right now. It is Thursday before the game. I'm complaining now. If it goes to overtime, the coin toss is a disaster.
Yeah.
And it should not happen, at least not the way that it does. If it were to go to overtime, the NFL – here you go. Here's my Colin Cowherd take. Cowherd said they should delay the game until Mahomes is ready to play. That's ridiculous. Here's my take. They should switch to the college format if this game goes to overtime. They should announce it immediately on the spot.
You're both going to the 25-yard line?
From now on – sorry, we've had a rule change. This game must go to the college format in overtime.
Well, imagine how Chiefs fans felt 2 years ago when they got to the AFC Championship against Brady and lost a coin toss.
Right, and every time you say that, someone would say, well, defense has to play football too, and you'd say, not the other team's defense.
Oh, yeah, oof.
I think they should just do the XFL rules.
Run for it?
Yes.
You remember that, Howard?
What was the rule?
Did they do that for overtime or just the opening kickoff?
No, I think they did it for the opening kickoff. Yeah. They might have done it for overtime. I don't remember, though.
What was the rule, Brady?
They put the ball at the 50-yard line, and you guys had to sprint to get it.
And they were, like, running from, like, the 20-yard line or something.
No, Kansas City's got faster guys.
It's better than a coin toss. Yeah, right? Tyreek Hill against who?
Who's the Bills' fastest guy?
Bills' fastest guy's got to be...
Isaiah McKenzie?
Yeah, maybe. That might be it. Yeah.
You better box out. I'm not sure he's faster than Tyreek Hill.
That's funny. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Bills, Chiefs, we're talking about it all morning, all week with you. And, hey, don't forget, tomorrow, guess what? We're streaming again. It's a good thing you trimmed your beard. We'll be live on the WGR Facebook page tomorrow morning as part of Football Friday from 8 to 10. So make sure you check us out and watch the stream that is presented by Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716.
I have a very quick instant trivia for you before we get into... We can talk about what I wrote at our website at WGR550.com next segment. Very quick instant trivia.
All right, sir.
How many coaches do you think Philip Rivers played for?
17 years.
Six.
Four.
It was four in L.A. and Frank Reich.
Oh, that's right, Indianapolis. Sure.
Indianapolis. Yeah. Right. Four is correct with the Chargers. Name those four coaches. And it's funny, I saw this and immediately thought, wow, I wonder what quarterback has played for the fewest coaches per year? And immediately thought of Roethlisberger, who had spent two.
Yeah, Tomlin and Cowher.
Cowher.
That's it.
And
well,
to play for
Sean or Drew Brees
is Sean.
Is it only Sean Payton in New Orleans for him?
Good question. Let me double check that.
Check that. While you're checking that, four Chargers coaches while Phillip Rivers was their quarterback.
Marty Schottenheimer?
2002 to 2006.
Anthony Lynn?
Yes, his last season there.
Mike McCoy?
2013 to 2016.
North Turner?
That's it. That's the list.
Good job, Brayton. Huh? Hey, we brought our A game today.
I looked at that because I was thinking about, you know, Rivers and his success, and there are a lot of people posting some videos of his playoff losses. There's an eight Keating bad field goal miss,
oh, that's
right?
Against the Jets, right, I think?
Right. There's a video, yeah, I think it was against game. The Steelers, where his receiver drops a ball into the arms of a Steelers player.
That's
and
not
I,
good,
I started
yeah.
thinking, like, man, did he just have the worst luck ever?
Yeah. Right.
And it's not like that is a – I mean, Marty Schottenheimer is known for playoff disappointment.
Yeah.
So and then Turner, Mike McCoy. It's just – it's not a very impressive list for a guy that played for that long.
So, right. Jeremy, I did look up Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They both came in with the Saints at the same time in 2006.
The whole time. That's wow. That's impressive.
That's continuity, yeah.
I mean, for Brady and Belichick, it was the whole time until he went to Tampa, of
that's
course.
That's right, yeah.
But, of course, yeah. Brees had all that time before with the Chargers.
Chargers,
so.
Yeah. But still, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a long run in New Orleans with the same coach. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. We're talking Bills Chiefs with you. And our Bills news over the run of the playoffs every day is brought to you by M&T Bank, which is the official bank of your Buffalo Bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.